Speaking of private emotions normally are, you know, kind of private. They're in your head. But what if they weren't? What if they spilled out into the world around you and guided a very public shared experience, a public performance even? Well, I mentioned just before the news that I was going to be unpacking an event that recently took place in a time when artificial intelligence is kind of questioned for its impact on human connection. Telkom recently set out to demonstrate a different possibility that AI, when guided by collective emotion, can bring people closer together. And this is what they did across three events under the banner of Classics on Turf. Took place in Cape Town, Joburg and Durban. Approximately 700 guests participated in a first of its kind orchestral experience developed by Telkom, where their shared feelings were transformed into a live symphonic performance played for the very first time in front of them. I think this is fascinating, and it's something that I want to try and understand a little bit more about. And who better to unpack matters of musical importance than Randall Abrams, probably best known as the longest serving judge on Idols SA. He's a South African TV personality, author, music executive, radio presenter. I mean, so many hats this man has worn. And right now, joining me on the line, I hope, for a little chat about this fascinating musical development. Randall, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Great to have you on Radio Life and Style for a catch-up on a Thursday morning. Thanks for making time. And although you earned a nickname from many South African TV watchers as the sort of the bad judge on Idols, you're actually a really nice guy. So I'm thrilled to have you for a chat. Let's talk about this fascinating concept, Classics on Turf. Why combine AI and classical music of all things? How did this thing come about?
Thanks so much. So Classic on Turf has been around. I mean, obviously Telkom are sponsoring and taking it to the next level. I think we mustn't, before we speak about the AI element, we mustn't forget about the turf element. Mm. So during the day there is golf, which is why it was held at Mount Edgecombe Country Club. So, you know, the ladies and gentlemen who enjoy 18 holes, they get to play during the day, and then the event is in the evening. So I think the first thing to mention is that it has that level of duality. Then in terms of the music, I also just want to get into the fact that, you know, there is obviously support for the arts and sport from Telkom. In this case, you know, it's classical music inspired. So there are classical pieces which are played under the baton of Klutwano Masote. He's of course conducting.
Yeah.
And in the case of KZN, the KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra were in effect. So it's broadly, it's got a lot of kind of musical elements. It's got the classical element. Mazaki, singer-songwriter, award-winning, Sama award-winning singer-songwriter, performed in the first half of the evening. And then in the second half of the evening was the AI-inspired piece.
This is, for those who were there, it was obviously a real delight, a musical feast.
Absolutely.
I'm fascinated about that second half edition. How did the AI component get infused, and how did it practically come together and work?
So I think from Telkom's point of view, we recognize that, you know, technology and humanity, it's a combination of those, right? I mean, you use the calculator in order to figure things out, and
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners are using, you know, various AI engines in order to help them either with information or piece together, you know, a letter that they're writing.
Yeah.
And in this case, you know, we wanted to kind of gauge people's emotions on the evening. Obviously, we had pretty positive emotions by the time that they'd either played golf or they had listened to the first half of the music. And they then punched in on an app, you know, their kind of sentiment. You know, how they were feeling, how they saw themselves.
Like a self-assessment, in a sense.
Absolutely. At an in-the-moment self-assessment, shall we call it that.
Okay.
That then gets relayed via the app to pieces of music that had been, you know, that had been written and prepared. And the algorithm then kind of chose those pieces of music in order to reflect how people were feeling. And then it goes directly to the conductor, Masote's baton. The music is then quickly laid out in front of the musicians, and it's played. Wow. So they've actually, between him and themselves, they've actually never seen the music before because it's, you know, it's generated, as it were, on the spot. And they, as I say, it's put in front of them. It takes honestly a few minutes, and off they go and they play the music.
Wow! So it kind of brings a whole new meaning to the term "read the room," because in a sense they're reading the music that has been generated by the emotional state of the room, of the people in front of them, right?
Yes, and I think that, you know, the issue for Telkom, the, you know, what permeates the spirit of all of this is that we want to unlock new possibilities for connection. You know, possible does begin here. And in this case, it, you know, it can be felt, it can be seen, and these are experiences that we create where people can actually engage and play a role. You know, they're obviously not directly playing a role when pieces of classical music are played or when Mazaki, or in the case of Cape Town, pianist Paul Hamner was playing. But at least in the case of the second half of the evening, they're actually playing some form of direct role, not only in the choice of the music, but collectively in terms of how the music is generated.
Man, well, it definitely gives you pause for thought, that tagline of possibility begins here, and you start to think, well, if something like this is possible in a live setting, what else is possible? Is this a sort of once-off stunt, or is it part of possibly a bigger play, a bigger strategy?
So I think obviously in terms of these events, this is the kind of hallmark of the event. But broadly, as I say, from a Telkom point of view, you know, we're utilizing not only AI but other technologies in order to improve connections, in order to improve the work that we do, and, you know, in order to obviously be a better one Telkom company. So in all respects, but we, as I say, we firmly believe that technology is an enabler. It shouldn't, you know, compete with those people who are utilizing it. And I guess that this is, you know, kind of an evocation of how we see technology.
Amazing, man. And obviously, as a music lover yourself and someone who has had a really music-facing career, to be able to bring music and musical creativity together with data, with the infrastructure that the Telkom is able to provide, for you it must be really rewarding to see something like this come together and work and sort of prove a concept, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I was away for the Paul Hanmer performance in Cape Town, and I'm a very big fan, so unfortunately I missed that. So I was very, very happy then to join at the KZN performance.
Well, hey, listen, we were happy to have you on our KZN coastline, and I hope there is another one of these things in the pipeline, or that we get another helping of AI powered musical creativity in the not too distant future, and that this sort of this template can be expanded on and developed. And
look, as I say, I think, you know, it's obviously quite a limited audience, you know, because your venues you have to choose very, very carefully, because you've got the golf, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
So the venues that you can go to are limited, and obviously you have to consider the weather as well. But hopefully in future we'll be able to have larger audiences for the AI interactive music element.
Well, so exciting. I'm really glad that we got a chance to unpack it with you on the line now, Randall. If you're just
only
catching...
a pleasure.
Hey, listen, next time you're in town, don't be shy. If you're in Belizo, come and pop into the radio studio. We'll have a face-to-face chat. We got good coffee here. It's not AI-powered, but it's I'm sure it won't be long before we have an espresso machine that can...
good coffee is always a reason to get together.
I'm telling you, man. And if you're just catching the tail end of the chat right now, on the line with me, Randall Abrams, Group Executive for Digital Solutions at Telkom, and a man who is no stranger to the microphone and the camera, as a South African TV personality, author, radio presenter, Idols SA judge, and just an all-round music lover. Randall, thanks again for your time, and let's touch base again real soon and prove that possibility does begin here. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
You heard it. Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Belizo and bringing you back to the music with something local.